Can we ever trust a poll again? That was the question on many people's lips as the election results came into focus. Get this, none of Australia's major polling companies accurately predicted the weekend's outcome. So, with Australia's so-called Brexit moment in the can, where do we go from here? Jessica Elgood is the director of Ipsos Australia. Jessica, welcome.
Welcome. Hi.
Social researcher Rebecca Huntley said for the first time in her career, she got it wrong. She said it's time to stop polling and start listening. Is she correct?
There's definitely time to start listening. And we definitely need to look at polling in a different light and maybe look to make use of more sources than we currently do and how we bring the data together. But no, it's not time to stop polling, I don't personally think. But will we stop and review what we're doing? Absolutely. After every election, whether it's troubled in the way it has been for pollsters at this election or whether it actually runs smoothly, we all go into a whole process of reflection and review after any election just to look at what we've done and what worked and what didn't.
What do you think went wrong with the actual methodology, the way you went about polling?
I think what went wrong, I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting because when you look across the piece, all of the polling organisations called it wrong. And some of us were closer, some of were further away, and we're all doing it slightly differently. So whatever happened is something that caught us all on the hop. And there are a lot of different things we can look at. For me, I think it's something to do with the nature of the people who nowadays agree to take part in polling surveys. And I say that because when I've looked at our data over the years, we've been doing it for Fairfax, we consistently find that we're getting a slightly higher proportion of the Australian public who are, shall we say, politically engaged. And that overlaps with the population who are slightly more well-educated. And when we analyse those views, those people sit marginally more to the left than the population as a whole. And that's a phenomenon that we don't just see in Australia. We see it, Ipsos poll globally, and we've had this issue in other markets as well. And it's something we're constantly looking to address. And we've tried various things to address that point. But I think it's part of the problem that whether you're ringing them up by telephone, whether you're interviewing online, the kind of people who take part aren't as typical as they need to be for us to pick up with a degree of sensitivity to actually call a close election.
So should polling companies get access to the Australian Electoral Commission's voter database so they can more accurately gauge voter sentiment?
Possibly. The other alternative is we have greater access to mobile phone numbers, and that's something that's, again, within the government's control. But that would help. But that said, there are all sorts of different ways that people are doing it. So that's not simply going to solve it. For those who are doing online polling, you know, that's not necessarily going to solve their issues. So, you know, there are many, many different sort of ways in which we're going to have to address this.
Well, former News Poll boss Martin O'Shaughnessy said pollsters have wanted access to the AEC's address book for around 10 years, rather. Why hasn't this wish been granted? Is it in relation to privacy?
I would imagine it's very much in relation to privacy, yes. And as we see over the years, privacy laws have become, you know, changed and tighter in various ways. So I don't know. I have to say it's not an issue I've explored closely, but I would imagine that's what it's about.
It must be a bit of a crisis in the polling industry. I mean, obviously, it's a business too. It's actually, you know, you make a profit from doing this. And if people can't rely on it, why would they want to pay for it?
Well, we don't make a profit from doing it, is the short answer. Almost all of the polling organisations are doing it either at break-even or a loss. And we do it because actually it gives us great exposure in terms of our brand name, getting out there at the front of these polls and going on the front of, you know, major newspapers across the nation. So that's why you do it. It also is a great way to actually fine-tune your methodology and how you go about your work, because it's the only survey that truly gets, you know, tested in this way. Is it really a crisis? Look, I don't downplay it. It's very serious what happened on Saturday night. But I've been in this game 25 years and I have seen this happen before. And if we reflect on the longer period of polling in Australia, it's, you know, I think it's 7 out of the last 8 elections, I think it is, the polls have been very accurate. And as I said at the start of the conversation, after each election, there's a process of review. So I don't think we throw away all the good work just because we have one election where it was not wholly accurate. And if we look at the actual data, you know, our figures for the Labour Party were 33 and the primary vote was 33.3. You know, there are aspects where actually some of us got actually relatively close. So does it need more work? Yes. Was it good enough? No, it wasn't. Did we call it for the wrong party? Yes, we did. But does that mean that good work is not being done? Absolutely not. There's lots of fantastic work being done and people taking this very, very seriously. But as society changes and the way in which people communicate change and thus how we can reach them as pollsters change, that means we have to review and change what we do. So I don't call it a crisis, but do we stop and do we review? Yes. And this afternoon, the industry body has announced that there will be a process of review across the industry to try and learn the lessons that need to be learned.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jessica.
Okay.
Jessica Elgood is the director of Ipsos Australia. And of course, in fact, many listeners have questioned, oh, you know, the media said this. Well, the truth is, I can't get to all the marginal seats and do the polling myself. So we do rely on some of the public polling to get an indication of how the mainstream parties are going. And in fact, throughout the election campaign, I was being told and shared this on the Party Room podcast. There's a new episode today. That's why I said that. Do you like how I did that? Please get it. It's available right now. But was saying on the Party Room podcast that the internal polling from the parties was showing that it was a lot closer. And I suppose we were right because Labor lost. So that's what close means, that can shift. That's the whole concept of close. This is RN Drive.